You're listening to Who Did It Better, Episode 10, The Love Cats. Greetings from Coverville, and welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play you two different cover versions of a song and ask you to tell me which one, which one did it better, which one you like better. Let's first talk a little bit about last week. It was 13, originally by Big Star, in tribute to the death of Alex Chilton, passed away a week before last. So we played the song 13 and played you the Garbage and Wilco versions of the song. A much closer Who Did It Better than we've had in a while, with 46% picking the Wilco version, 38% picking the Garbage version, and 10% saying neither. A lot of other votes this time around, and it seems like Elliot Smith was the big write-in vote this time, with four or five people suggesting Elliot Smith. One vote for Mary Lou Lord, a vote for Nakia, a vote for Chocolate, and a vote for Catherine Williams. So a lot of great suggestions for different versions of 13, but it seems like Elliot Smith was the one that maybe deserved to be in place of the Garbage one. I don't know. Very interesting. Well, this week, going back to kind of the standard fare of Who Did It Better, with a couple different versions of Love Cats by The Cure, or The Love Cats by The Cure. Boy, I see this thing written so many different ways. Sometimes it's Love, Space, Cats. The proper, according to The Cure, hello, The Cure. According to The Cure, the proper way to write it is The Love Cats. Love Cats being one word. There you go. Now you know. There's your education for the day. First version we're going to listen to is by a group called Hot Rats. Now, if you're familiar with a group called Supergrass, well, then you're already familiar with most of, you're familiar with all of Hot Rats. It's a cover band formed by Gaz Coombs and Danny Goffey, as basically a side project from Supergrass. They named their band after Hot Rats by Frank Zappa, the album by Frank Zappa. And this is from their only album. Hopefully we're going to see more, because I love these covers on here. An album called Turn-Ons, which came out beginning of this year. Not the end of last year, the beginning of this year. Let's go ahead and listen to their take on The Love Cats.
Always the right way around. Not broken in pieces, I do miss.
Hot Rats with the Love Cats from their album Turn-Ons, which I'll put a link to in the show notes. I'll put a link to both albums, of course, in the show notes. The second one comes from a great tribute that came out last year called Just Like Heaven, a tribute to The Cure. This one featuring Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies. Terrific version here. And, of course, Tanya Donnelly is a name that you recognize from all the bands that she's been part of. What, The Breeders and... was she throwing muses, I think? I believe that's correct. Great solo career as well. Here is Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies with their version of The Cure's The Love Cats.
Tigers, we couldn't get closer than this.
See, that's what I was waiting for in the Hot Rats version, was that ba-dunk thing at the end that The Cure has. The Love Cats there by Tanya Donnelly and Dylan in the Movies from the tribute album Just Like Heaven. Great tribute album, by the way, if you like The Cure. And who doesn't like The Cure? That is going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better? Let me know. Now it's your turn. Now it is your chance to go to coverville.com and cast your vote. Now, here's the scoop. Today is the, 29th of March. You have until April 2nd, that's Friday, until April 2nd at midnight to get your answer in. I guess that's Saturday morning, right? Is that how it works? 11:59 is Friday night, 12 o'clock is Saturday morning. Well, you have until that time right there to get your answers in. Coverville.com, just scroll down because there's going to be a couple shows this week. You know the drill. Cast your vote. Let me know who you think did it better. And if you have a suggestion for another Who Did It Better, please let me know. I've done a lot of requests on this in the past, and always fun to get you guys involved, not just voting, but also suggesting songs to include on Who Did It Better. All right, that is going to do it for this edition. We will see you next week for another Who Did It Better. Until then, cast your vote, and that just about covers it for another Monday morning. Bye-bye.